The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Friday of the fifth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. We're just a couple of days from entering Holy Week, and as the readings of the Mass continue to unfold in preparation for the events to come, we can see tensions rising. Jesus has just declared himself to be equal to God, and the crowd has picked up stones to kill him for committing the sin of blasphemy. We hear in John chapter 10 from today's Mass reading, "The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, 'I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?' The Jews answered him, 'We're not stoning you for good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God.'" By this point in his public life, Jesus had performed numerous miracles, healings, exorcisms, and even raising the dead to life. Through these manifestations of divine power, many people came to believe in him, but some resisted. Throughout, Jesus makes it clear that his works serve as a bridge to faith. He says in the Gospel, "Even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Well, what are the conditions for receiving this gift of faith so that we may believe? The Catechism of the Catholic Church addresses this question. In paragraph 143, we read, "By faith, man completely submits his intellect and his will to God. With his whole being, man gives his assent to God the Revealer. Sacred Scripture calls this human response to God, the author of revelation, the obedience of faith." And then the Catechism goes on to describe some of the characteristics of faith, beginning in paragraph 153 and several paragraphs following. The first is that faith is a grace. It is a gift of God. It is not merely the result of human effort. It is something that God gives. And we're grateful that we receive the gift of faith in our baptism. Second, faith is also a human act. St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Believing is an act of the intellect, assenting to the divine truth by command of the will, moved by God through grace." It's kind of a sophisticated theological way of saying that the gift of faith involves our mind and our heart, our intellect and our will. Third, faith is certain. It is more certain than all human knowledge because it is founded on the very word of God who cannot lie. So that we believe not simply because the content of faith makes sense, because we have to be honest, sometimes it doesn't make a lot of sense to us, especially if our knowledge of the faith is limited. But we believe not because of that, but because we trust in God's authority and truthfulness. Fourth, faith seeks understanding. Our faith isn't blind. Growing in our knowledge of the content of the faith helps our faith to grow and stirs up greater desires to know in turn. Fifth, there's never a conflict between faith and reason, since truth never contradicts truth. Well, those are some things to ponder. There are many more characteristics the Catechism develops in that particular chapter. But that's enough for right now. But notice that in all of these aspects or characteristics of faith, something is left out. The Catechism never mentions the emotions. This is because faith is not a feeling and should not be equated with how we feel about God or about divine things. You know, we don't believe in order to feel a certain way. Rather, our faith is a response and obedience to having heard and received the word of God, of having responded to his voice. Sometimes the practice of our faith will make us feel good, other times not. But that's true for other important things in our life. And if we only undertook important responsibilities when they made us feel good, we might never get out of bed in the morning. So what do we do when our faith seems weak? First, don't panic. Second, ask God for more faith. It may not be that our faith is weak, but that we've reached the frontier, the boundary of our faith experience. What we need is for God to expand those boundaries so that our life of faith may continually grow. God bless you.